Good afternoon. It is a Monday, April the 25th, 2016. A beautiful Monday, 12:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Joined in studio by Terry Tackett. Terry, how was the weekend?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good? Yeah. And I do want to let the audience know that the PAL psychic, Lynn White, will not be on today. She's taken ill, but she'll be back next Monday and every Monday thereafter, 1:10 to 2 p.m. So today, the entire show will be devoted to some current events, some things going on. But if you haven't heard, WWGH Radio is doing another big, spectacular Night of a Thousand Stars event, as well as another big wrestling event, piggybacking the two events on each other on Thursday night, May the 12th, right around the corner at the Tri-Rivers Career Center here in Marion, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road, 7 p.m. start time. Tickets are $10, and you can get those here at the WWGH Studios or by calling 740-383-9944. It's going to be a great night. Night of a Thousand Stars will have another great performance show. We're going to have the Dance Factory dancers performing, the Martha Douse Dance Studio, and the Lasekni Brothers, the boys who were in the studio, the great polka family, will be with us on May the 12th. That will start at 7 p.m. We will also be presenting two awards that night, one to legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson. He will be getting the Humanitarian Award and giving a speech, and the Pioneer Award will go to three-time Mr. USA and WWE Hall of Famer Tony Atlas. Now, following that event, that event will go about an hour, 7 to 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we will go into Spring Brawl, which is another big event. It'll be a charity event for Classic Championship Wrestling, the big Spring Spectacular, which will encompass, I think, four matches at this point have been signed. And that will also take place in the same room out at Tri-Rivers. So it will all happen in one night. You can come for the charity show and stay for the wrestling show. Or if you're just a charity person, come for the charity show, leave when the wrestling show starts. If you're a wrestling person, come at 8 when the wrestling show starts and don't come to the charity show, or come to both and have a good time all night. But it's going to be a fun night. What do you think, Terry?
I think it's going to be a fabulous night. I hope to see a lot of people out there and, you know, coming. There's going to be stuff to eat and just, you know, we're going to just have a good time.
And we do want to thank our supporters, Carl's Printing, Black Tie Limousine. Gonna be very happy with those people.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Everything that's going on that night. And to have these two legendary professional wrestlers come in to honor them, but as well as see them do what they do best for so many years, is going to be a lot of fun. Not spread over two nights. Going to do it all in one night. It'll be a Thursday night. The whole show that night will be over by 10, both of them. Still time to get the kids in bed for the next day.
Yep. And then, you know, they're going to go to bed, believe me, with a much bigger smile on their face if you bring them to that show.
Well, this all started a few months ago when somebody approached me and said, have you ever thought about bringing in Thunderbolt Patterson? Because he was such an icon in the professional wrestling industry and really in the movie industry, television industry back in the 50s and 60s. And such a great talker. Really knew how to get on a microphone and get it done. And I thought, well, you know, we had talked to him before, but we never really thought about bringing him in.
Right.
And who better deserves the Humanitarian Award? Because this is the man who tried to get the wrestling business unionized.
Mm.
And not to mention, when he was big in the wrestling industry in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Separate But Equal was still going on in the southern United States. And he, you know, that was a tough time, I would imagine, for him. To be honest. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a phone call. Oh, maybe. Okay. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Chip. I knew we might hear from you today. How are you?
I'm in the working. Next Thursday.
You're not working on May the 12th?
No.
What are you going to be doing?
Come see CCW wrestling.
Oh, what do you think of Big Thunderbolt coming in?
Watch the match.
Now, what about Mr. USA Tony Atlas?
Did Tony come in?
Yep, Tony will be there.
Did Tony Lasso too?
He will, and we're going to talk about that. Stay tuned to your radio, Chip, the next 2 hours, because we're going to be talking about that.
Can he be good?
He's being good so far. We haven't had to put the kibosh on him yet.
Jerry, watch Monday Night Raw tonight.
Okay. Why? What's gonna be on there, Chip?
to China.
Oh, tribute to China tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'll be good to see. Hey, Chip, I thank you for calling in. I know you'll be there. Bring as many people as you like.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip.
Thanks, Chip.
One of our ardent fans, we thank him for listening out there, and it will be fun, and we certainly understand that, you know, charity show is not people's cup of tea, some people's cup of tea, wrestling's not some people's cup of tea, politics are not some people's cup of tea,
right.
But we go all over the place here, and right now this is where we are, and what a great card is what I like about this big event coming up on May the 12th, the second annual Spring Brawl, because you've really got some matches, and now the phone's ringing, so we're really, really in good shape. And we're going to go back to the phones here on WWGH Radio. You're live. Who do we have on the air?
This is Michael.
Oh, Mike. All right. This is Mike Clark. He is pretty well-versed here in the Marion area, has worked for some organizations as an announcer. And coming up on Thursday night, May the 12th, he will be with Classic Championship Wrestling. He's been with us before. I believe it was back in February of 2014, heading into this big Spring Brawl. Mike, what's it like to be back in the organization?
It's very exciting. You guys have we're going to have a lot of guys on the show that I grew up watching, so it's exciting to be able to work on the same show as some of these guys.
Let's talk about some of the matches that have been signed. We haven't got into that particularly yet, but let's start at the bottom here. I know a lot of these guys you're familiar with working here locally. Demon Khan will go one-on-one with the 7-foot Mr. 90210. How do you see that one shaping up?
Well, the obvious thing is, Demon Khan's, I like Demon Khan. He's 5'6", and Mr. 90210 is 7 feet tall, so he's going to have to contend with that. Demon Khan's going to have to use his speed and his agility and his knowledge of, martial arts to try and take Mr. 90210 down. Like I said, I like Demon Khan. I'm just not sure if he's going to be able to do it.
It's going to be a very tough match. He's going to have to go for the legs, and if he's not able to get to Mr. 90210's legs, it's going to be a long night for Demon Khan. And don't forget, Mr. 90210 has a background in the boxing industry. He
exactly.
boxed James Buster Douglas.
Yeah, so that's another thing that Demon Khan will have to contend with, because Mr. 90210 is one of those guys, if he gets you with a good right hand, you're not going to be knocked out. Your jaw's going to be broken. So Demon Khan's going to have to avoid that.
Absolutely. Terry, how do you see that one shaking down?
I was just curious. What about where does Demon Khan's manager, come into the equation here of things?
Now, who's Demon Khan's manager?
Is it Sin?
Oh, Sin.
Yeah.
You're exactly correct. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that's the advantage.
He'll have an extra set of eyeballs.
Demon Khan is going to have.
Yeah, he'll have an extra set of eyeballs.
He might have an extra set of eyeballs and maybe a few less teeth by the time that night's over with.
I've got it. I know the way Demon Khan can win. He can get on Sin's shoulder, and they might be as tall as Mr. 90210.
It could be a circus act.
There we go.
That's going to be a hotly contested match. And then we move on to a match which I see a lot of interest in, because I think this is very fascinating. GTT with Miss Kimberly, one-on-one with the veteran Lockdown.
Oh, that GDT's in for a rough night. Like you said, Scott, I know a lot of these guys. I know both these guys real well. I've had my issues with them. I've been in their corner before. But I just don't see how GDT's going to be able to. You guys won't know as well as I do. Lockdown knows every trick in the book. He's been around a long time. And I just don't know if GDT's going to be able to overcome all the things that Lockdown knows.
Terry, in our organization, we have seen Lockdown go after Miss Kimberly before, and that's why this is a semi-grudge match here. How do you see Miss Kimberly figuring into this Lockdown GDT match?
Well, I think she's going to play a really intricate role in this due to the fact, of course, number one, her beauty. It just seems to always kind of distract Lockdown or whatever the association is there, but I think definitely she's going to play a role in this.
Mike, where does Miss Kimberly fall in this, as she'll be in the corner that night?
Well, GDT's going to try and use her as a neutralizer to what Lockdown can do, but, I just don't think it's going to work, simply because, yes, she can distract Lockdown, but Lockdown's got, you were going to have to search him before the match starts. You guys know that as well as I do, because he's got things hidden in places we don't even want to talk about.
Well, here,
he's up there, brass knuckle, chain. I think Miss Kendall is going to be up there to try and help GDT, but I don't know if she's going to be enough to neutralize Lockdown.
Well, here's what Lockdown. If this was pound for pound, just a fight on the yard of the prison, I would have to give it to Lockdown hands down. But Lockdown does have a fascination with Miss Kimberly. I don't know what that is, and I'm telling you, you take your attention off GDT for 5 seconds, and you get hit with that super kick. I don't care who you are, lights are out, and it's over.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason Lockdown is so fascinated with Miss Kimberly is he's been in prison for a long time. So, maybe who knows?
But do you deny that if GDT connects with that super kick?
If GDT can connect with that super kick, that changes the entire game.
The match will be over pretty quick, and Lockdown will be
in a heartbeat.
Loser's end of the purse. But he does bring one thing that bothers me, and I don't know why it's been allowed, and maybe we'll get the president's opinion over here. And also, we have a board of directors, head of the board of directors of CCW now is Sean Kraft. And Sean Kraft will be tomorrow, and we'll get his ruling on this too. And if Sean's listening, maybe he'll call in later on in the program. But what is your feeling on the taser? Lockdown brings a taser to the ring, and you allow that. I'm against that.
Well, he warns him ahead of time that he's bringing it, and also the last time I allowed it because I think he wrestled Demon Khan and he did have a flak jacket or something, and
he did use the
taser,
and that's not right.
Yeah. Well, I mean he told him ahead of time he was gonna, you know, and got it cleared with the board. So,
well, the board might need some work.
He may have told you ahead of time, but it's still an illegal thing. I mean, it's a taser. It can kill someone.
Well, Demon Khan had agreed to it. That's the only...
Well, I don't care. Sometimes these guys get in the competitive spirit, and they don't make the best decisions. So you can't... That's what you're there for.
Yeah.
That's what the executive board's there for, and I think Sean Kraft might have a little different opinion. But we're going to move on, because we have a double main event that night that is one of the most fascinating things and one of the most unique things in the history of professional wrestling. That night, the first ever Twinkie match. We have Mr. USA, WWE Hall of Famer Tony Atlas goes one-on-one with the diet guru himself, Slim Trimmons, with his manager, Pinky Shortcake. The loser of that match, you lose any way, shape, or form in that match, pinfall, countout, disqualification, you get a Twinkie jammed down your throat. What humiliation that would be for a Mr. USA, Mike?
I mean, Tony Atlas has always been about fitness. At one point, he was the strongest man in the world, and to have to eat a Twinkie, I mean, that, like you said, that would be, you know, an ultimate humiliation for a guy who's been all about fitness his entire career.
What do you make of Slim Trimmons, though, shot against the Hall of Famer? Tony Atlas is as good a shape as I've ever seen the guy. Can Slim Trimmons step up his game here and pull one off, shock the world?
As long as he can concentrate on Tony Atlas and not be consumed with his Twinkies that he has in the corner and with Pinky on the outside, anybody's going to shot in any match if things go their right way, but it's going to take a lot of things to go his way to be able to beat Tony Atlas.
President Tackett over here, what is your feeling on Pinky Shortcake? This Pinky Shortcake, she might be short in stature, but she's big on biceps.
Right. Well, I don't know a whole lot about her. I just see her posing with Slim a lot of times after the match, and I don't know what kind of role she'll play. You know, is she going to be a distraction, kind of like?
Well,
kind of like a Miss Kimberly or something?
Well, I don't think Pinky Shortcake is like Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly kind of stays over in the corner by herself.
Yeah.
It's not above Pinky Shortcake
physical,
to get involved. Mikey Clark, could that change the setup with Pinky Shortcake in that corner?
Yeah, it's like you said, Scott. Pinky almost seems like she would rather be in there fighting instead of Slim Trimmons.
She's a tough girl.
Like she's not afraid to get involved. She's not afraid to smack the guy upside the head. That's the thing that Tony Atlas is going to have to watch out for, because you know he may have Slim Trimmons down. He turns his attention to Pinky for 5 seconds. He smacks him, and then Slim hits him with something that's 1, 2, 3, and Slim Trimmons has the biggest win of his career.
That's going to be one to watch. That's really going to be one to watch. And as humiliating as it would be for Tony Atlas to have a Twinkie shoved down his throat, the Twinkie guru, to lose in a match that is named in a way for you, what a discriminating loss that would be for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess I heard him saying something about this is his match, which I don't really understand how that is because it's the first one that's ever happened.
He gets confused a lot.
I get what you're saying, where he's kind of fucked this up himself, and it's part of his persona, and for him to lose a match like this would be very embarrassing for Slim Trimmer.
That's going to be one to watch. That's going to be one for the ages, a matter of fact.
You think Tony will slam him over his head?
I think Tony could slam him over his head. Will he get the opportunity? I don't know. Now,
Pinky might bite his ankles, maybe. Or something.
Pinky's, what is Pinky? Probably 3'7"?
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, but a tough girl.
Oh,
tough
yeah.
girl.
Oh, man.
She could beat up you, I think.
Probably.
Tough girl. Now, moving on to the main event that evening are the CCW champion, Bobo Brazil Jr., who really, I mean, if you look at the people he has knocked down, from Oxbaker to the Butcher Beast, to Lockdown.
The seven-footers.
The TKO Knuckles and Brutal Pain. This man has, Sabu, this man has walked through
Outlaw.
Legends and fire to hold, Outlaw Jack Hanson, to hold this title. But I'll tell you what, for my money, something isn't right here about this May 12th event concerning Bobo as he faces a man we've never seen before coming from the land of the rising sun, the Great Akuma. Very strange.
Yeah, I've seen Great Akuma before. I've called his matches before. And, you know, like you said, you listed all the people that Bobo's beat. He's beaten Sabu. He's beaten Outlaw Jack Hanson. He's beaten Lockdown. He's beaten Ox Baker. He has never faced a challenge while CCW champion before like the Great Akuma. Akuma, he's a high flyer. He's from the Orient. He's very well versed in the Japanese style of wrestling. It's going to be very interesting. And you have to understand, there is quite a bit. I mean, Bobo's not the youngest guy in the world anymore.
Well, you also have to, I mean, look at the guys he's faced. There's some we forgot. 500-pound Uncle Hogg.
Oh, yeah.
At the last event in November.
Kamala Jr.
Mr. Hughes, WWE Hall of Famer. I mean, the man has beat people. It's a who's who list. But boy, oh boy, the Butcher Beast.
Did he take on Kamala?
Kamala Jr. at the first event we ever did. He beat Kamala Jr.
Yeah.
This, though, you're right. Something is different. Yeah. This Great Akuma has a mysterious feeling about him that's very peculiar. And I don't know. There could be a title change that night. What do you think?
Well, I know I had a Skype conversation with this Great Akuma from Hong Kong.
Now, wait a second. What are you having Skype conversations with people with the...
Didn't you learn from before, Terry? Haven't you been suspended multiple times
I had a Skype... The guy fascinated me, so I had a Skype conversation with him, and he's a very interesting man, and he could be your next CCW champion.
As the president of the company right now, do you think it's wise to be having conversations with the challenger for the title on the...
At the time...
The event's 17 days away.
This was before the event, you know.
Well, how did he get in... You know, that's a question I've been asking myself. How does a man who's never wrestled a match in the organization walk in with a title shot?
Well, he might say, like Garth Brooks, he's got friends in low places.
Well, I think we might have just figured that out. You know, the executive board is coming tomorrow. Sean Kraft, the head of the executive board, you know, he does have the power to lay some edicts down.
Yeah.
This is not a totalitarian. We're bicameral here. You could be in trouble again. You've been suspended once.
Like I say, I mean, this guy's a fascinating guy, so all I got to say is get ready, CCW. This guy's...
Mike, what do you think's going on here between the Prez and the Great Akuma?
Well, you know, I mean, it's like I said, he's been suspended before. I'm very leery of this because, it's like you said, Scott, this guy's never wrestled a match for us before. He comes, granted, he's a tremendous wrestler, but he's never wrestled a match here. There are guys, in my opinion, who are more deserving of this title match. Leads me to believe there's something a little fishy going on here.
And I'll tell you what, when it comes to the Great Akuma, see, he doesn't speak English either. I mean, he's a very peculiar guy. Face paint, and I've seen him use that mist, that mysterious mist out of his mouth. Now, is that something like Lockdown's taser that's permitted in the course of a wrestling match?
Well, I mean, how is the referee going to check for it?
You know... Referee Ron, of course, will be our head official that night.
Oh,
but now don't start on Referee Ron.
There's nothing wrong with Referee Ron.
No, he's a fine man.
He's blind in one eye, can't see out of the other. But other than that,
nice. That's nice. Now, Mike, this missed, and we've all seen him do it. But usually, he's disqualified. President Jimmy Hoffa over here doesn't seem to think that that's a problem. Does Bobo have to be seriously leery of that missed? How do you combat that?
There's rarely, you almost just have to beat him down to where he doesn't have the opportunity to do it, because it can happen, you know, at any point. You know, it can be on the outside. Bobo can be setting up for a finishing move, and Akuma maneuvers out and sprays the mist in his face. You almost just have to beat him down to the point where he doesn't have the strength to do it.
Maybe Bobo hit him so hard with those chops that the mist will just come out.
Oh, those chops hurt me when I hear them.
Yeah, the announce table's rattled a few times when he's laid into some people.
But will he be able to catch him?
See, at some point you got to catch up with him, because Akuma also has to get the win. The champion, you know, he always is in the good position, because he has to lose by pin or submission. It's a very peculiar match, but it's going to be fun to watch. Now, there are some outliers here, because there's a gentleman that we all know, and his name is Steven Messenger, and he has made some provocative threats. He's not booked on the card as of this point, but he's sympathizing with some things that are going over in the Middle East. A very peculiar man. And do you know of any of this, Mike? I really don't.
I haven't talked to Steve for a long time, but I've heard about the things he's been saying, and there's something going on in his mind that I've known Steve a long time, and he's a different person right now. And if he does show up, I feel sorry for whoever he interacts with that night.
Well, that being said, he has. We know what he's saying about the Middle East, Terry, but the two people that he has made overtures against are Mr. USA Tony Atlas and Bobo Brazil Jr.
Some hard hitters right there.
Is it wise for him to make those overtures, Mike?
It may not be wise, but you always got to make an impact. And that's exactly what he's looking to do against Bobo Brazil Jr. and Tony Atlas.
Now, the wild card in all this whole position, this whole situation, which is interesting, is that Thunderbolt Patterson, probably the greatest talker in the history of the wrestling business, certainly for his day, will be on hand that night doing commentary. Now, there has been some talk, as Larry Zbyszko was our commissioner many months ago. Now, Larry Zbyszko has since went on to do other things, but we have always needed a commissioner, and at this point, it looks as if Thunderbolt Patterson is looking in that job. To have a commissioner like Thunderbolt Patterson, with all the chicanery that could go on with the mist and the tasers, and Steven Messenger be there, first of all, Mike, what do you think of having Thunderbolt Patterson on commentary and in the ring alone, or in the building alone?
I mean, the people of Marion, some of them may not understand how big of a deal this is to have a guy, not just for him, but, you know, to have a guy who's a WWE Hall of Famer in Tony Atlas, and then to have Thunderbolt Patterson not only on commentary, not only potentially as the commissioner, but maybe at some point happen to get physically involved. People need to understand how special of a moment this is, and need to come to the show to see a guy like Thunderbolt Patterson.
And now tell me this, President, if Thunderbolt Patterson does assume, and we'll have to talk more with Sean Kraft tomorrow about this, does assume the role as commissioner, I mean, where does that leave you?
You know, I think that me and Thunderbolt have a pretty good relationship with one another. I don't see anything.
You really think Thunderbolt would go for this permitting tasers down at ringside, and that it's okay to miss somebody like Bobo Brazil Jr.
I mean,
in the face?
I mean, if the situation is explained to him, I'm sure, you know.
Mike, what do you think?
I mean, he's going to have to. I think he would make a terrific commissioner. You know, he won't be talking on Skype with people, or, you know, going to private meetings and bribing people to beat people up. You know, I think he's the kind of guy, like Larry Zbyszko was, that has been through everything and knows what to expect. He's the perfect guy to be the commissioner of Classic Championship Wrestling.
And if Great Akuma or Lockdown or any of these guys who are known to do some extracurricular activity get out of line, with Thunderbolt sitting 10 foot from the ring at the announce table, I don't think it would take much for Thunderbolt to lay an edict down, as it were.
No, absolutely not.
So it's going to be a great night. It's coming up on Thursday, May the 12th, Tri-Rivers Career Center, 7 p.m. We start with the a charity program that night for 1 hour, in which we'll be honoring Thunderbolt Patterson and Tony Atlas with the Humanitarian and the Pioneer Award. And then at 8 o'clock sharp, we go right into the wrestling show, $10 a pop. And you're going to see all these matches. There'll be concessions there. And you can get those tickets at the WWGH Studios right here in the Marion Center Mall, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get them the night at the door, or just give us a call and we'll put some tickets back for you at 740-383-9944. Mike, it's good to have you back on board. Any parting words?
Right, you know, fans, just make sure you come out for the show. It's going to be a great, you know, you've got Thunderbolt Patterson, you've got Tony Atlas, you've got Bobo Brazil Jr. defending the CCW Championship. I don't know what more you could ask for. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And Scott, make sure you keep an eye on Terry. I think there's something fishy going on between him and Akuma.
As this program develops, I got both eyes on him. Sayonara. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara.
Sayonara? Now, see, we are here. I thought we were going to come in today, promote this great show coming up, a great thing for the radio station, a great thing for Night of a Thousand Stars, a co-feature with Classic Championship Wrestling, and I thought you'd calm down since you learned your lesson back in November, and here we find out, moments into the program, you're already back to your old tricks.
I wouldn't call it an old trick. Like I say, he just... I studied the guy on the internet, wanted to find about him, so we had a couple of Skype conversations, and very fascinating guy.
Okay, well, what's your opinion then in that match, Bobo Brazil Jr. versus the Great Akuma?
I will say, you know, if Bobo gets a hold of him with his chops, I mean, it definitely, those are game changers right there. But if
so, you got a smile on your face. See, people in the radio audience don't see this. When you as soon as you started to change to butt, you smiled.
But as soon as you know, if he gets a hold of him and he hits him with this mist, it could be all over.
So you predict a title change?
I'm not predicting. I'm saying there could be one.
Uh huh. But you won't go out on a limb and predict.
No, but I'm fairly confident that there could be a...
You're fairly confident?
That there could be a...
And in what way are you fairly confident?
Well, the Great Akuma's a younger guy. Like I say, just he's a high flyer. He's got that in mist.
You can't speak Japanese. How have you even talked to him?
He's got interpreters.
Oh, does he? Oh, well, I'll see. So. You know, do you really think that you're going to tell a guy like Thunderbolt Patterson what to do? Do you think Thunderbolt Patterson, as he makes his way to town, when he learns of what you're doing here, do you think that he's going to be in lockstep with you?
I'm not asking him to, you know.
No, but how are you going to stop him?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe cross that bridge when we get there.
And why did you take another shot at referee Ron?
Well, I mean, his body of work kind of speaks for itself. I mean, it's...
Now, what is his body of work?
Well, you know, of course, he's refereed a lot of our matches. He's been our only referee, and there's been times where, you know, I mean, you've seen him shaking hands, getting people back in the ring when they've been eliminated in battle royals and things like that.
Yeah, but haven't you learned your lesson? I mean, after last show, you tried to get him canned. That didn't work very well.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a happy ending.
No. But
your man didn't even show up that night.
He'll be there this time, though.
Well, that boat has sailed as far as referee Ron's job goes. But what are you going to have him do?
Well, I don't know. He'd be like a good janitor, maybe, or something.
Who, Ron?
Yeah. Maybe clean up my popcorn after I...
How derogatory. Where are you going to be that night?
I'll be around.
You'll be around?
Yeah.
I you know, it's not going to take much for Thunderbolt to lay one on you. I'll just tell you that right now.
You think he still could?
I think if you ask him if he still could before you finish the sentence, you would know. You'd have an answer to that.
I know Tony Atlas probably could, but
we all think that a guy like Tony Atlas is a sure thing in a match with Slim Trimmons. See, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Slim's kind of befriended the frozen turkey angle. Maybe you hit him with a frozen turkey.
Well, what about the you got to wonder about Pinky Shortcake.
Yep. Like Mike said, she seems like she wants to be in there more than...
And we still look mild compared to Donald Trump.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Nobody's been that derogatory yet. I don't know. I just don't know because to me, honestly, I don't think Tony Atlas would want a Twinkie slam down his throat. But it could happen.
How would he explain himself to the guys at the gym?
That's right. Well, how's old Slim Trimmons going to explain it?
Well, Slim's the one that invented the diet, wasn't he?
He invented the diet, but what a picture that would be to have a Twinkie slammed down your throat by Tony Atlas, and when you are the Twinkie maven.
Well, he's not the champion anymore, as far as eating them.
Who is?
Joey.
Joey...
Oh, the guy from Major League Eating.
How many did he put back?
144, I think it was.
In what period of time?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah. 144 Twinkies?
Right.
Ooh. Did we check his heart when it was over?
No. I don't know. I read it, and I thought, oh, that's right up Slim Chimmins' alley there.
You know, if you take a Twinkie and set it out on your table, it will be there 500 years from now.
Really?
Yeah. A Twinkie, there's nothing in there that's going to spoil that cream and goofiness. So what most intrigues you about...
Joey Chestnut. I couldn't think of the guy.
What most intrigues you about the Big May event?
You know, I don't know. When he was here the first time, I'm always intrigued to see Tony Atlas, to see what he's going to do.
Now, how do you think this match, he faced Mr. Hughes back in March of 2014. How do you think this match will be different?
I just think Tony's going to have to use, I don't know if it's his strength. I mean, he needed his strength against Mr. Hughes. I think this time he may just have to outthink Slim Chimmins.
Do you think Slim is the caliber of a Tony Atlas?
No, not quite.
So how do you think that's
going to... But he has that wild card, which is Pinky Shortcake, so...
How about we ban her from ringside?
There we go.
Where should we put her?
I'd say we put her on your lap at the announcement.
No, I don't think we need her over there. We could put her... there's probably a closet somewhere that we could stuff her in.
There we go. Broom closet or something.
I mean, why should she be allowed to come down to ringside in such a high-stakes match?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's basically part of Slim Chimmins, he's going to say. That's.
Well, what is her function? Does she train him?
Yeah. Is she his mascot? I don't know.
I don't know about any of this.
Right.
Your buddy Lockdown will be there.
Yeah, he'll be there.
That's always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. You never know what kind of interesting weapon he'll have to have confiscated from him.
What's your relationship with him?
I don't know. It's not bad, but it's not the greatest.
He didn't like you.
Well, I guess to each his own, but...
And I don't think Bobo Brazil is going to like you when this is all over.
Well, like I say, I'm
When he finds out what you've been doing...
it was an innocent conversation.
What was the conversation? Do tell.
The conversation just basically, I just got a little bit of his background. He told me about his martial arts background. And
why did you need to know this?
I just told you. I was fascinated with the guy. I thought he'd be a perfect opponent for... I was out kind of scouting around for opponents for Bobo Brazil Jr. And
don't you think it's kind of wrong to leapfrog everybody else who's been out there at all these shows, winning matches, losing matches?
I don't think I leapfrogged anybody.
But what about Lockdown?
Well, I thought he's not quite ready yet.
What about GDT? What about the Butcher Beast?
Well, I don't know.
Mr. Hughes.
I just thought the Great Akuma just... There was something about him that I thought he was...
You have a weird fascination with this gentleman.
Yeah, I just thought he was... He's the perfect man for the job, so to speak.
Wait a second. What, perfect man for the job?
You know.
What's the job?
Well, I mean, the job would be if he, you know, if he could take the title from Bobo Brazil Jr. I'm not saying he...
So you're looking for somebody to take the title from Bobo Brazil Jr.?
I think he could take it. Yeah, I don't think...
But you're looking for somebody to accomplish that.
Not necessarily, but...
Uh-huh.
You know.
You always seem to have... I wish our commissioner was... Our board of director president was listening, Sean Kraft. 740-383-9944. If you're out there, Sean, give us a call, because this man obviously is going to need to be reprimanded again. And I hope they have meetings tonight. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Lockdown.
Oh, good. President Tackett, it's your pal.
Yeah.
How you been?
Doing time like always.
Well, yeah, as you know, on the big May 12th event, you have been signed to a match against somebody who's turning into your arch nemesis, GDT, and in the corner, his main squeeze, Miss Kimberly. What's the match going to be like?
Very shocking. I'm going to reveal some things that people will never forget.
Shocking.
And,
I see.
And if Kimberly gets in my way, let's just say she'll be taken care of, too.
Now, Lockdown, it's one thing to make your little overture there shocking. We all understand what that means, you and your taser. To make an overture against GDT, he's a man. He's put his name on the contract. What's Kimberly weigh? 80 pounds soaking wet? Why would you make a threat against a girl like that?
Because she's known to get involved, and we all know what happens. What I do to females, I get involved in my matches.
Now, see, you're the president over there. Are you going to speak to this?
Well, I'm just kind of going to wait it out and see what happens.
Wait it out.
Yeah. See what happens here. I mean,
you're going to let him put his hands on Miss Kimberly?
I didn't say that.
What are you saying?
I'm just waiting to see what kind of surprises he has and everything before we can rule accordingly.
Well, I've got a question for you, Lockdown. How do you feel about President Tackett getting, I'm not sure what it is yet, in bed with the great Akuma to give him a title shot against Bobo Brazil Jr.? He's never wrestled in Classic Championship Wrestling. You've been there since day one, and he overlooked you for a title shot.
Well, that's because President Tackett just, he's scared of what would happen if I defeat Bobo again.
Again? Now, do you remember the first time he defeated him? I must have missed that event.
Yes, I do.
When did that happen?
Back when the great Ox Baker was in my corner.
I don't remember you defeating him.
Mm. I do.
I remember your
Just like I defeated
rip.
Everybody else that has been put in my way.
So you're saying you have a clean record, undefeated?
Yes.
I don't believe that's the case.
Even against Larry Zbyszko.
I am the only man that escaped Larry Zbyszko's sleeper hold.
See, I must have missed that one. I know I was there that night. Didn't you?
Because Larry Zbyszko got scared and let me go to chase after the great Percival French.
Now, wait a second. Now, let's go back to the last event back in November. You faced GDT at that event. If I'm not mistaken, didn't he defeat you that night?
No. I do believe I won. He might have, you know, got the pin or got the count out, but I got into his head when I went after Miss Kimberly.
What is this fascination with Kimberly?
Well, you know, I've been locked up for a long time.
Well, I understand that. But,
Kimberly has emailed me, sent me letters, and everything.
Now, what proof of that do we have?
My word, as the great warrior that I am.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm not saying you're not a great warrior, but I don't know if I would trust your word down the street and back.
Everything I do is fair and square and right down the line.
By the way, why are you in prison?
Because I made some mistakes, so they say. But in all honesty, I was framed. I'm innocent.
An innocent man. I don't know if I believe that. Now, here's something that might be of a problem for you, considering you're making threats toward a woman. You are talking about your taser subliminally.
You guys mentioned the taser. I've never said anything. I just said my match is going to be very shocking.
Shocking, and I think we can read between the lines. But the point is that night on that card, President Tackett might not have full say because it looks as if, and we're going to have a ruling from the president of the executive committee, Sean Kraft, tomorrow, but it looks as if the legend, and that's a word, I don't even know if that word fits properly, Thunderbolt Patterson could be the new CCW commissioner. You think he's going to let you get away with that?
It don't matter what people try. As we've seen before, you know, they've tried to ban me of having certain objects, but yet they still appear.
Yeah, but Thunderbolt is no joke, and Thunderbolt is for Law and Order.
He can be for Law and Order. You know, he just needs to realize it's my Law and Order. That is my yard.
Do you think, though, that Thunderbolt Patterson could not put the kibosh on you? I mean, Thunderbolt Patterson, he's faced the likes in the ring of Andre the Giant, and he's been in there with Dusty Rhodes and Ole Anderson. This man has faced a who's who, Ric Flair, a who's who.
It don't matter who he's faced, he's never faced Lockdown. You know, I could say, let's see, I've faced Luke Bushwacker, I've faced the great Larry Zbyszko, and I put both of those in the Hall of Fame after I wrestled them. I've faced Bobo Brazil Jr. You know, we've all faced people. It don't matter.
But you lost all your matches. See, here's the difference. You lost all your matches, and Thunderbolt won his.
Tomato, tomato. You know, Thunderbolt has never lost one anybody against like me.
Well, time will tell, Lockdown. And May the 12th is going to be a big event, and I hope you bring your inmates with you. And if we do talk with Thunderbolt, we're going to talk about tasers at ringside. We're going to talk about laying hands on females. We're going to talk about whatever President Tackett and the Great Akuma got going over here. It's going to be a big night, May the 12th. You're not going to want to miss it. Tickets, $10. You can get them
All I got to say is when you talk to Thunderbolt, tell him this for me. If he gets in my way, it will be very shocking what I do to him, too.
Well, I don't like the sound of that. Lockdown, thank you so much. Did he just threaten to shock Thunderbolt Patterson?
What it sounded like to me.
Do you think that's appropriate?
No.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't think it's basically going to come to that. Because I think that with Referee Ron being on the job.
Oh, here we go, Referee Ron. You're back to your obsession.
I don't think he'll get any of his weapons. he'll be able to use any of his weapons. Because, of course, we know Referee Ron gets everything. He detects everything.
I hear sarcasm in your voice.
Not at all.
You and the Great Akuma got something going on, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
It's just a friendship.
Okay, a friendship. We got 17 days to get to the bottom of this, and you can bet I will get to the bottom
of
this. Sure.
Like I say, we just Skype back and forth, like I say, and a couple of times. And
what turned you sour on Bobo Brazil?
I went back and I looked at a couple of the past shows that we did, and I don't know. Just Bobo, there was just something about him.
What if he chops you?
Well, that wouldn't be good, obviously.
It could be the end of your life.
Absolutely. I would hope it wouldn't come to that, but I think Bobo would understand.
What would he understand?
Against the great Amuka, you know.
Akuma.
Amuka.
Yeah. you guys must be really close.
Mm-hmm. I think for the future of CCW, I think the direction we want to move, I think somebody like the great Akuma is definitely.
I want to know what our chief board of director president, Sean Kraft, has to say about all
love
this.
To hear that.
I would love to hear that. Sean, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if anybody out there in the listening audience is excited about Tony Atlas and Thunderbolt Patterson coming to town May the 12th, give me a call, 740-383-9944. We're going to continue the talk next hour, but the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. It's going to be a heck of an event. That is without question. And you got the Lasekni brothers and the Martha Dowse Dance Studio. And the Carol Alt Dancers, the Dance Factory, and we're going to present the Pioneer Award and the Humanitarian Award, and it's all going to happen on Thursday night, May the 12th, Tri-River, 7 p.m. start time.
Sounds like a winner.
Sounds like a winner.
It does.
And Thunderbolt's going to lay you out.
We'll see about that.
Well, do you have a friend in the organization besides the Great Akuma? Referee Ron doesn't like you. Lockdown doesn't like you. Bobo's not going to like you once he gets word back from this. Thunderbolt's not going to like you. You're making these overtures about Thunderbolt Patterson.
I got my 7-footer.
What? Who no-showed you last time? Yeah. I'll be shocked if he gets in the arena.
Well, I think last time there was a confusion. There was confusion about his contract the last time, I think is why.
You didn't slip him enough money.
No show.
Didn't send him a sawbuck.
Well, he'd asked for X amount of, you know, and he got the wrong contract.
And you didn't send him the right amount of money.
So, but we got all the kinks worked out.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
what if Demon Khan puts him out of business in the opening match?
Well, then I hopefully the contract will be null and void.
And then you've got the Great Akuma to deal with, your buddy. Neither one of you can speak English.
Not very well.
So how's that going to work?
We can still communicate though with one another.
Our hand signals. How do you think it's going to look if the Great Akuma takes the championship back to the land of the rising sun?
I think for CCW it'd be great. All the new talent that he'll be facing, that we'll see.
The Japanese contingent?
Know. Yeah. The Great Dragon. I don't know. I mean.
Did you buy some land over there in Hong Kong?
No.
Something's going odd here.
Is it just a friendly conversation I've had?
There's a little bit of shadiness going on. There's a little bit of shadiness about the May 12th event, folks. May 12th, it's Night of a Thousand Stars. It's Spring Brawl. You're not going to want to miss it. $10 a seat, 740-383-9944. Tri-Rivers Career Center. We're taking a break, coming back.